Good morning. My name is Ridge. Last week, we heard that God supports us through everything that we wrestle with in our lives. We were also encouraged to listen for God's word in our lives instead of what the world says. This morning, we read the book of Deuteronomy, hearing the greatest commandment that God shared through Moses. We began our reading on page 143 in the Black Pew Bibles, in the right column, second paragraph. Please open your Bibles to page 143 as we prepare to hear God's word.
If you can't find a Bible this morning, since there's so many of us, the words are also up on the screen. A reading from Deuteronomy.
Hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God, the Lord alone. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your might. Keep these words that I am commanding you today in your heart. Recite them to your children, and talk about them when you are at home and when you are away. When you lie down and when you rise, bind them as a sign on your hand, fix them as an emblem on your forehead, and write them on the doorpost of your house and on your gates. The Holy Word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. So that's exactly what we have done as a community of faith, lived out that Deuteronomy. You brought your children to God's house, some here at Calvary, some in other places of worship, to have them baptized. We spoke on their behalf about how God is the God of our entire lives. And at this point now, the students have said for themselves that this is my God. And so part of our confirmation curriculum is asking the students at their last year to write what they believe. This is to share their doubts, their questions, as well as their strong God sightings and faith. And so yesterday at our rehearsal, we draw straws, and everyone had this experience of sharing their statements of faith, but we have two that are going to share with us today on this celebration of Rite of Confirmation. The first one is Elizabeth Oster.
Hello, my name is Elizabeth Oster, and this is my faith statement. Something that started getting me going in my faith was going to a Bible camp. I started going to Blue Water Bible Camp when I was going into seventh grade. At camp that year, I didn't really understand what they were trying to teach us. The next summer, I went back and I started to learn more and more about God and the things he has planned. I learned that God has a special plan for all of us, and sometimes we get lost and confused by it. The next year, the focus was the saving of the Israelites by Moses. God led the Israelites to save from slavery in Egypt. God split the Red Sea and did everything for them, but they still had doubts. Wherefore, say unto the children of Israel, I am the Lord, and I will bring you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians, and I will redeem you with a stretched out arm and great judgment. Exodus 6:6. That verse helped me understand what a rescue story meant. Another thing that helped me growing in my faith was confirmation. Confirmation was a time where I got to spend with my friends, but also talk about God and all he does. Things I really enjoyed about confirmation was helping our community. Every year we would go out and do things for our community. We would bring gift baskets or make cookies. We would also just stay at the church and make blankets for the less fortunate. I also liked how we'd have a big group discussion, and then we'd go into our small groups and talk about the service that day and how our week was going. As I was getting confirmed this fall, I'm not going to confirmation anymore. I still want to keep my faith strong, and I want to continue going to Wednesday night services and go to youth group. In Psalms 46:1, it says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. I believe God is the best help you can have in trouble.
Awesome. Thank you. And Brenda. Thank you. Brendan Moldy. Yep, Brent Moldy will now share his statement of faith. I didn't realize you guys are doing the litany together.
Hello, I'm Brendan Rensmoldy, and this is my mission statement. I'm 15 years old, and now I'm in the Bay at the high school. I've only been in confirmation for a year, so I haven't got to know everybody well, and I hope that these next years I will get to know everybody better. Last year, I learned about the Bible. The Bible verse that stuck out the most was Acts 28:26-27. Go to this people and say, you will indeed listen, but never understand. You will indeed look, but never perceive. For this people's heart has grown dull, and their ears are hard of hearing, and they have shut their eyes, so they may not look with their eyes, and listen with their hearts, and understand with their heart, and turn, and I would heal them. I don't know how important it is. It just stuck with me during the year, and it still does. I think it has something for all of us to hear, for us to hear with the heart, because that through the heart you can listen better and follow God's word better. I feel closer to God when I pray and read the Bible. I say thank you to Merrill Cunningham for being my mentor this year. Even though it was short, it was still good to get to know him. Very nice guy, and I would definitely have him as a mentor then. He will always be in my heart. I thank Pastor Donnell for helping me on my way. Thank you for being there for me. Thank you, Bruce Bramps, also for helping me get situated and meeting new kids of my age, even though I was older than all of them, and making stories with each other. I would also like to thank Miss Stevens from middle school, if she hears this, for being there to help. Pastor Nate, I hope it will be fun this year getting to know you.
Thank you. Awesome. Thank you, Brandon.
Hello, my name is Hunter. This is my faith statement. I was born in Bemidji, and I have grown in my faith as a member of Calvary Lutheran Church. I come from a strong Christian family going back for many generations. I've learned that because my grandparents have told me stories and talked to me about being faithful. I was told that God is and will always be watching. At the time, I did not believe that was true. At a young age, I would do better when people are looking, when I should have been doing better when people are not looking. Little did I know that God is always watching. In Proverbs chapter 15, verse 3, it says, "The eyes of the Lord are in every place, watching the evil and the good." My family loves to play and watch baseball just as I do. My teammates and I have had a lot of success in the sport for years, and I believe God has always been there. I know He is there when we are playing well, and He is also there when we are struggling. In the past, I prayed for wins, but realize now that's not what being a Christian athlete is all about. A professional basketball player once said, "God doesn't give an edge to those who pray over those who don't. Hard work does that." Being a Christian athlete doesn't mean competing for Christ in a way which you always give your all for Him. Win or lose, you thank Him for the ability and opportunity to play. It means giving all the glory to God no matter the outcome, because you trust in His plan for your life. I know God has always been with myself and my teammates through many losses and big-time wins. Like last year, when we went into extra innings to beat Kansas by one run in advance to the World Series, or when we were 12 and lost in the semifinals of regionals by one run to Waite Park. I believe God is our Savior, and as long as you work hard in His name, everything will be all right. Colossians chapter 3, verse 23 commands, "Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart." This is a verse I have on my baseball glove to help me remember who and what I am playing for. My baseball team and I have traveled to a lot of places to play games, but we've also done storm cleanup, event cleanup, and spring cleanup for the city of Bemidji, summer planting and cleanup at the Museum Fur Trade in Nebraska, packed food boxes for the food bank in Northwest Arkansas, organized and donated eyeglasses for the Lions Club in Colorado, highway cleanup in Nebraska, food packing for Feed My Starving Children, helping hand out food donations to those in need at the Emmaus' House, a local homeless shelter and food pantry in Kansas. Being a disciple means putting God's word into action by seeking to live the way Christ wants us to live. Psalm 34, verse 19 says, "Disciples so often get into trouble, still God is there every time." My teammates and I are not perfect, but we've had many chances to put faith into action and learn what is right. Serving the towns we visited, representing our town and state, respecting our opponents, and playing with discipline and dedication to each other. I believe I am a disciple of Jesus Christ. Thank you for listening to my statement of faith.
Thanks again. Thank you, Hunter. And Will Zellman will share today.
They never clap for me. When I come, when I go. You have a slide, too.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Hello. My name is Will Zellman, and this is my statement of faith. I am 15 years old, and I have two younger brothers, so that makes me the oldest. I play three sports, baseball, football, and basketball. I also enjoy being outdoors, hunting and fishing, and I believe God has a plan for us all. Looking back, I have experienced God's plan at different times. The first time was when our 10-year-old baseball team was on our way to the World Series. First of all, no one expected us to make it all the way to the World Series, but somehow we pulled together as a team and made it happen. On the way to Jonesboro, Arkansas, we had a layover in Dallas, Texas. When we were boarding the plane after the layover, my seat was in the back, while the rest of the team was all in the front. I had a seat by a lady named Mary Jo, and we started talking. She was also from the northern Minnesota, and we talked about if she knew my parents and how she could watch our team as we played. I then realized she had a daughter, and I offered her my seat so she could sit by her daughter. I didn't talk that much after that, but after the flight, she got off and came up to me and gave me a note that I'll read from. "Will, I can clearly see how your parents and coaches have guided you in becoming a fine young man. Thank you for switching seats. I will be praying for you and wish you a fun and successful tournament." She included $10 in a Bible verse that I'll read from, Psalm 91. "Stay close to the Lord as you walk out of your destiny." This is now one of my favorite verses. The second way I've experienced God's plan is through my great-grandpa William. He goes by Bill. I'm named after him. He is someone I didn't really know much when I was younger, but as I get older and I've seen him more, he is someone influential in my life. My dad and my grandpa always tell me about how he could hit home runs or shoot three-pointers, and I wanted to be just like him. When he returned from World War II, where he served as a medic, he was asked to attend a Brooklyn Dodgers camp, but he turned down the offer and decided to work instead. He went on to be a hospital administrator and started a family. Now he has a baseball field named after him and his brother in Norwood, Minnesota. I admire him and all the things he has been able to accomplish in his life and the love he has for his family, and of course, baseball. The picture you see on the screen is a picture of me, my dad, my grandpa, and my great-grandpa on Father's Day 2017. It was after my baseball game and a home run that I hit for him, which could have been the last game he'd have seen me play. I was 12 years old playing in a tournament with my team in Wade Park, and he was going to be at a semifinal game watching. I was 0-for-2 and would only get one more at bat. I knew this would be the only game he would be at, and I wanted to make him proud. The next at bat, I went up my first pitch, and I hit a home run. I was ecstatic. I signed it and gave it to him after the game, and he was definitely proud. He said, "I'm lucky to live this long to see this." He is 94 years old and still shows the baseball to all his friends at his assisted living and is sitting by his rocking chair. It turns out it wasn't the last game he was able to come to. And again, he was able to come to a game this past Father's Day too. This reminds me of one of my other favorite Bible verses, Philippians 4:13. "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." I believe God has a plan for my life, and these are two of my stories interacting with God. After confirmation, I plan to continue to grow my faith by attending club on Wednesdays and attending church. Thank you.
Awesome. Thanks, Will. Great job.